This is BBC Radio 3. It's 10:15, and now to conclude our weekend of live broadcasts from the 2012 WOMAD Festival, let's go over to Charlton Park in Wiltshire and join Andrew McGregor.
Thanks, Jonathan. Welcome back to 30th anniversary WOMAD. The weather report, let's get that out of the way. Not enough rain to dampen spirits or turn the dust into mud. Sunshine and clouds, now the coolest of evenings. The music report, hot. Hot, hot. Just to prove the point, we'll be going over live in just a few minutes to the headline act on the open air stage. Rock legend Robert Plant with his very latest project, Where the Mississippi Meets Wolverhampton and the Gambia. That's the sensational Shapeshifters. But first, two highlights we've chosen for you. One from yesterday, London-based klezmer and Balkan band Shakoyok, who played a belter of a set on the Radio 3 stage yesterday for us. And before it, here's a highlight from earlier today, and I'm looking forward to it because it's something I missed. From Tajikistan via Israel, three generations of the Alayev family.
Thank you. Thank you. You are amazing. On the violin, Aviva Alayev.
Dağlar gibi dalgalar ben aşarım aşarım Dağlar gibi dalgalar ben aşarım aşarım Takamın içerisinde saray gibi yaşarım Takamın içerisinde saray gibi yaşarım Thank you. kızlar. Gel sepelenmem kolu görüş kızlar. Ben kemençe çalamam da babam darılır bana. Ben kemençe çalamam da babam darılır bana. Bir horun havası vur da kurban olayım sana. Bir horun havası vur da kurban olayım sana. Bir horun havası vur da kurban olayım sana. Bir horun havası vur da kurban olayım sana.
Sephardic Rachenitsa from Shekoyok, who lit up the Radio 3 stage here at WOMAD yesterday. The band's name means nice one, apparently. Oh, yes, it certainly was. Thanks to Turkish singer Chidem, violinist Meg, clarinetist Susie, guitarist Matt, and the rest of the band. And before them, you heard Central Asian Jewish tradition embracing Tajikistan and Uzbekistan. The sound of the Alayev family, built around master percussionist Alo Alayev, the patriarch, now in his early 80s. And the ages of those on stage, I'm told, range between 16 and 80-something. Extraordinary. Well, still to come between now and 1 a.m, more highlights from our own Radio 3 stage, where Marianne Kennedy will be introducing what I've heard described as Denmark's Bellowhead, folk fusion from Habadakuk, performing live. Highlights, interviews and more from one of the talking points of Sunday at WOMAD, Cuba's Buena Vista Social Club, one of the biggest, warmest and most reactive audiences of the entire weekend, I think. And after the concert, Lucy Duran stopped by to say it was so incredibly moving, so you have to stick around to hear it. Very special. Live Malian guitar and singer-songwriter and musical elder statesman Babuka Traore live again tonight, plus Cajun music from the Pine Leaf Boys. But right now, let's not waste any time. We're heading straight for the open air stage, where Robert Plant is presenting his brand new, well, nearly new band, Sensational Space Shifters. I can see them on the monitors. I'm dying to hear them. Lopa Kataris, they're Lopa. There's no doubt whatsoever we are in the presence of a rock god.
Andrew, we are indeed. And Robert Plant, as you say, is the unmistakable voice of Led Zeppelin, the iconic British rock band of the 60s and 70s, widely considered to be one of the most successful, innovative and influential rock groups in history. And Plant continues to influence and innovate. And frankly, if he can turn one of his own songs, A Whole Lot of Love, into an Arab folk song, well, he is a prisoner to no one and nothing. And in front of the open-air stage tonight, it is a sea of people. It seems like all 37,000 festival-goers here this weekend are here right now to hear Robert Plant's latest project, the Sensational Space Shifters. This is an Uber group, the Robert Plant All-Stars. And I guess you could say, you know, that this, you will see nothing like it again. It's made up of Julde Camara of the duo Juju. Of course, Justin Adams is the other half of it, and he was part of Jar Wobble. John Baggett of Massive Attack and Portishead fame. Liam Skin Tyson of Cast. David Smith from Outhouse, Rahabi and Juju. And finally, Beaks bass player Billy Fuller. And the missing link, the strange sensation. Well, Plant said that he wants to bring his personality to other people's songs and kick the door open just a little bit in a Plant way. Well, I think he's kicked the door down completely tonight, because Led Zeppelin Mark III has just taken off. And here they are, Robert Plant and their Sensational Space Shifters.
Thank you. Thank you. That was that also was going back a while. It was several dogs back. Yeah, then there's one of them as well. Probably somewhere out there in the ether, far away, far away. Now what happens now? It's a mystery. I know what happens. Shh, just keep it between the two of us. And when I told her I didn't love her anymore, she cried, she cried. And when I kissed her, a kiss that only meant goodbye, oh, she cried. So hey, mama, should be a harmonica solo, really bad. And when I kissed her, mama said the way you move, I'm gonna make you sweat, I'm gonna make you groove. I'll try to sweat the way you swing, I'm gonna make you burn, I'm gonna make you sing. I'll try when you walk that way, I watch your honey drip, I can't keep away. I can't Jodie Camara jousting with Skin Tyson. And Billy Fuller and Dave Smith. Dave Smith drums, Billy Fuller bass, kicking it round and round. It's at that stage. Time, aren't we? I can't do that Jay and the Americans shtick anymore. And when I told her, it's not time for that yet. 3 more Jules Holland midnight shows and we'll be into that. It's a song that was, I don't know who it was written by, but recorded by a guy who really turned this around with a phenomenal amount of great British players in the mid-1960s. John Mayall with the Blues Breakers back then. We're leaning a little bit on the blues because there's such a meld between the music that we picked up when we were younger and tried to get near the Wolf, Charlie Patton, Robert Johnson. It's so tough to get in there. So with the aid of Joel Day and Juju and this great collision of styles, we're able to deal with the Wolf in a special way. And he would have thought it was funny too. This is a John Mayall song from sometime way back.
In the country.
It's been great. It's really great to be here, and thank you. Thank you, and also thank you to my now very good friend Peter Gabriel, who cheats at tennis. He cheats at tennis, he calls all those shots out, but he's a great guy, and we have so much from that great idea all those years ago. We must say that this WOMAD experience is, it's beautiful now. The sound, you can hear people now. It's a big deal, and it's beautiful, and it's great to be here, and thanks for coming out and enjoying the great weekend, and all that stuff. Great.
Led Zeppelin's Whole Lotta Love, reinvented for the 21st century, and Robert Plant's sensational Space Shifters, Justin Adams, Gilda Kamara, Liam Skin, Tyson, Billy Fuller, John Baggett and Dave Smith. And I know it's all too easy to call him Led Zeppelin's frontman, but we ought to remind ourselves that that part of Plant's career was, what, 12 years, 68 to 1980. He's been a successful solo artist ever since in a bewildering variety of projects. This is just the latest. Their collective ears open to so many musical influences and ideas, fronted by the unmistakable rasping wail of one of rock's great voices. Did I mention that I have all Led Zeppelin's albums on my phone in my pocket in the studio? Note to youngsters, great musicians can't sign phones and MP3 players. Keep your parents' old LPs, please. You're listening to 30th Anniversary WOMAD live here on BBC Radio 3. And we'll have live music from Denmark heading our way from our very own Radio 3 stage in the Arboretum at Charlton Park. If you listen very carefully, you might just hear them in the distance, I think we did. Still to come, we have highlights from a performance that had the main arena spellbound earlier this evening, Cuba's Buena Vista Social Club, plus music from Louisiana's Bayou, Cajun tradition from the Pine Leaf Boys. All right, it's time to see who's doing what with whom, a tree trunk or two away from this truck stop studio. Marianne Kennedy has been keeping the crowd warm at the Radio 3 stage. Marianne, we can hear you right now, all of you. What have you found for us from Denmark?
Well, I think, Andrew, for a start, you'll find that we don't really have to listen very carefully for one of the most wonderful audiences here at the festival. They've been absolutely fantastic all weekend. Now, as you said, it is to Denmark that we go for the final act tonight. Denmark is like a lot of the Northern European countries, went through a bit of a renaissance in traditional music in the latter part of the last century. And it's a sign of the rude good health that it's in these days, that there is a new generation of musicians who are not averse to mixing it up a bit. These guys, they met at the Music Academy in Odensen. They've got rockers, they've got classical heads, they've got jazzers, and they've got tradies all mixed up in this fantastic lineup. And you just don't know what to expect from them. Sometimes there's a bit of salsa, sometimes there's a bit of bluegrass. Whatever it is, what you can be guaranteed is what their mission is, which is to create a new Danish party music for the 21st century, and we're absolutely delighted they've brought it to WOMAD for this 30th birthday celebration. Would you please welcome Hammer de Cook?
Thank you.
Habakkuk, wonderful folk music from Denmark. And they are the artists bringing activities at the Radio 3 stage to an end for this WOMAD weekend, compared over the last couple of days by Lucy Lopper and Marianne. And we've had some lovely audiences here from some great new musical friends as well. So thanks to everyone who came along to the Radio 3 stage. We'll try and improve the sidelines for next year. But for you who came and made it such a special place for us, thank you very much indeed. Now, we'll be joining Lucy Duran in a few minutes, who'll be introducing Malian bluesman Babuka Traore live from the Siam tent. And we've also had some special guests squeezed into the studio earlier for a Swift session. I heard them on the main stage this afternoon, genuine French Cajun musicians, the Pineleaf Boys from Louisiana, and they did a special session right in this very studio with Marianne Kennedy this afternoon.
Quel espoir et quelle année qu'on mange par moi, jolie. C'est resté torche du temps, torche du temps, j'ai aimé dans la musique, bébé.
Cajun national anthem, as they described it themselves, the Jolie Blonde. Well, a very happy brunette sitting here with Jean Bertrand on guitar, Courtney Granger on fiddle, and Wilson Savoy on accordion, and singing there for us. They are the Pineleaf Boys, and it was great to see you guys playing this afternoon on the bigger stage, but also in that wonderful little intimate place, the Taste of the World, where you had the whole jambalaya thing going on, and you had a fantastic audience there. They were as much about wanting to taste the music as hear it, I think.
That's true.
Is it very much a part of the whole kind of culture?
Music is just as important to the culture as the cooking is, and cooking is just as important as the music is. They go hand in hand together. Good cooks are just like good musicians, you know. We learn how to play music from early age, and it's like ingredients. You learn certain notes and certain licks you put on your music to give it that taste that you like, you know. And when you're a good cook, you learn certain seasonings, salt and cayenne and these different ingredients you put in there that give you the taste you want. It's all about taste and adjust, you know. It's all about striving to get that taste that you love, and it's just the same thing in music as it is in cooking. It's the same thing, it really is.
Now, the Savoy family, we know from previous WOMADs as well, and you know, you come from a line of musicians. Now, is that a joy or a responsibility to be brought up in that?
I don't feel like it's a responsibility at all. It's a joy. I feel like I'm very very fortunate, my God, to grow up in a family of musicians. What a great thing, you know, great way to, the family stays together, it's tied together by music. We all play music, we're all good friends, and I couldn't think of anything else I'd ever want to be part of more than being a family of musicians, you know.
And Courtney and Jean, are you part of musical families as well?
Yeah, I am. My family, I grew up in the Balfa family, the Balfa brothers, or
legendary Cajun musicians, course, in the 60s and 70s. And so I grew up with that. So very, very fortunate for that as well.
So we really have kind of Cajun royalty sitting here.
Yeah, his dad and my uncles used to play together for years and years. So it's
sure, sure. And now, Jean, because we're in the tiny little Radio 3 truck, is away from a vocal mic, but perhaps Wilson, you could explain really where Jean fits in.
Yeah, Jean fits in. He's a cowboy growing up in the rice farms of this little town called Elton, Louisiana. And there's not much musical talent going on in his family. They're all very talented in other ways, but Jean's really the first one to break away from the doctors and the master electricians and the master rice farmers and become a honky-tonk Cajun musician. So
not to get a proper job.
But his parents love Cajun music. They love to dance to it, and they come out and support us all the time. We've gone to the Grammys 4 times, and his dad was always there, right with us on the red carpet. So his parents' support, they're very proud of him because of that.
Now, I get the feeling that, as well as the music and the food being, you know, part of life, that the music is totally rooted in the dance hall. You can't live without that.
Oh, it totally is. I mean, the music we play is dance music, but we do a lot of concerts, and I think we do it in a way that you can sit and enjoy it just like you can dance to it. I'm not much of a dancer myself, and so I like to think, for those who aren't dancing, we better play something that the people who are just standing and listening can appreciate too. So we try to mix it up, but we do a lot of dance halls, and his music comes from the old honky-tonk dance halls of Louisiana. And we do one of those once a month. We do a 4-hour dance at this great old dance hall in Brobridge called La Poussière, which means the dust. Because when they dance, all the dust comes up through the floorboards.
Oh, fantastic.
And we do that dance, and we want to keep that tradition alive. So we even though it's kind of hard playing 4 hours, we do our best to keep it going.
Now, the final flavor that I just want to bring up in this, you know, really brief chat is the language and how much it is a part of the music. How much is it also still a part of the community?
Honestly, I mean, the French language, they tried to kill it many years ago. The American way of life was English. Wasn't French, so they did their best to say, we don't want any more French, we need to be a unified country with a unified language, and they did their best to kill it, but they did a pretty good job. And if they had killed the music with it, they would have been successful, but the music was way more powerful, and the music kept going because of that. French and music has remained. That's the only reason the three of us speak French, is because of the music. But as far as speaking it in a community and speaking it on a day-to-day basis, that's no longer a way of life. Now it's English, of course, but we keep it alive in the fact that we can converse in French still, and we do our best to do 90% of the set that we do in Cajun French.
Well, Wilson, Courtney, and Jean, thank you so much for coming in and joining
us.
I know you're at the end of a very long day. We're really grateful to you for coming in, and let's listen then to the Pineleaf Boys in action a little earlier on at WOMAD 2012, and the set starts off with Keep Your Hands Off of It If It Don't Belong to You.
Keep your hands off of it if it don't belong to you. Keep your hands off of it if it don't belong to you. I can give you my love, but I don't care what you do. Well, now, just in case I made a mistake, I'm just talking about my birthday. Yeah, but keep your hands off of it if it don't belong to you. Birthday game, I give you hands off of it if it don't belong. Oh, oh. I give you my love and I don't care what you do. Come on, Courtney Grange, shake me boy. Texas, to get my carburetor clean. So I went to Texas to get my carburetor clean. Them Louisiana women sold me disgusting gasoline. Well, now just in case I made a mistake, I'll just talk about my birthday.
Thank you so much. Keep your hands all over it.
Woo-hoo!
We're doing a little tune, a little bluesy blues for y'all right now. It's called the popcorn blues. And the reason they call it the popcorn beer, the reason why, when you go out at night, you drink a lot of beer, right? Maybe you get hungry, so you start eating a bunch of popcorn. But it's so salty that you get thirsty again. So you drink more beer, and then you get hungry, eat more popcorn. And that cycle continues again and again and again. So the next day, you got what we call the popcorn blues. Courtney's kind of got the blues today. He's kind of feeling the popcorn blues this morning. He had a late night last night. We played in a little town called Liverpool, not too far from here. And he went out and had a little bit too much popcorn last night, so. It goes like this.
Popcorn Blues, the sound of the Pine Leaf Boys, Cajun royalty, as Marianne Kennedy found out talking to them earlier. There they were bringing the sound of Louisiana to the main stage at WOMAD this afternoon. On Radio 3, still to come before we close the curtains on WOMAD 2012 in just over an hour, one of the most emotional highlights of the whole weekend, the return of Cuba's Buena Vista Social Club. Lucy Duran was there and loved it. And Lucy's in the Siam tent right now waiting to introduce us live to a guitarist and singer-songwriter from Mali. Lucy, Babu Katraore, he's the real thing, isn't he? A real Malian superstar.
Well, it's funny you say that. I don't think he's really a superstar. I think he's just one of these perennial musicians who's been there. He's been on the scene since the 1960s when he first established himself as one of the very, very interesting and innovative singer-songwriter guitarists. He's from the northwest of Mali, from Kai, and he's a contemporary of Ali Farka Touré's. And a similar kind of sound, in a way, a very sort of bluesy sound, which was, I think, what was popular at the time in the 1960s. And then he sort of disappeared off the scene for about 20 years and was rediscovered in the early 1990s. And since then, he's just gone from strength to strength and has made lots of albums. Right now, he's on stage here at the Siam Tent with a hugely enthusiastic audience. He's on stage with a percussion player who's playing calabash percussion, and the French harmonica player whose name is Vincent Boucher, who's played with so many other African musicians. So his style is really, they call it the Mali blues, and you'll see why when you hear him. Boubacar Traoré.
Thank you.
The sound of Babacar Traoré from Mali, Malian master musician, bringing his take on tradition and the blues to the Siam Tent live here at WOMAD with harmonica player Vincent Boucher. What a gorgeous way to end the music in what for many is really, well, I suppose the favourite late night venue here at WOMAD. And I'm told there'll be more from Babacar Traoré in Radio 3's World Roots on the 12th of August, so do make a date with that if you possibly can. Now, The Guardian's world music columnist and all-round world music enthusiast Robin Denslow has been here at WOMAD all weekend. We thought we'd scoop tomorrow's edition of the paper by dragging him into our studio. Robin, thanks
I'm
for coming
ready,
in.
Yeah.
We better let you go in 5 minutes then, haven't we? But look, 30 years of WOMAD, has it felt like a vintage edition to you?
Yes, it has tonight. I was thinking last night going home. It's been a great WOMAD, but not an amazing, amazing, amazing one. It needed some special, special events to just cap it and make it feel like a 30th birthday party. And I think tonight's done that. I mean, there were two things I thought were really terrific. Robert Plant, we've just been listening to. I've just dashed from the end of him via a bit of Babacar. It was also excellent.
It's terrible trying to squeeze it all in, isn't it? It's impossible.
I'm very fit. I've been running up and down 12 hours a day.
I should have brought the bike.
But Plant with... I'm a huge fan of Juju. And to see Justin Adams and Jewel de Camera with Robert Plant, I think it was an inspired move by him. I mean, they've been his backing, opening band before, but he's now incorporated them into the main band.
And Justin, just his regular guitarist for so long as well. I mean, they know each other so well.
Absolutely. And I mean, a week ago, I was watching Justin at the River of Music down by the Thames with an expanded Juju with musicians from Algeria and Mauritania, Demi Mantava's daughter and people like that, doing something completely different. And now here he is on stage with Robert Plant. I think he's extraordinary.
I think a lot of people are going home buzzing with that, aren't they? Whether they're going back to the campsite or driving back this evening. What was the other thing, though, that helped make it a really memorable evening?
The other one was... Jupiter and OS International, who are a band I hadn't heard before. Well, I had a little bit of them before. They're playing at Back to Black in London. They're a band from the Congo. They were discovered, I suppose, by the film guys who made the Stop and the Bellini movie, and they made a film called About Jupiter, which came out, hasn't had the same impact. And he's now over here with his band, and he's tremendous. It's one of the tightest, funkiest African bands I've ever heard. They're absolutely tremendous. It's... great conga playing, very, very tight interlocking guitars, the sort of same energy that you found with Kanono number one with a different sort of lineup. And I think they're going to do very, very well indeed. It's always nice to go back from WOMAD thinking, there's one new thing I've heard that really is going to make it.
There's always something you didn't expect.
And for me, that's the real one.
Jupiter, that film, it is available on DVD, I think.
Jupiter's Dance, that's right.
Yeah, Jupiter's Dance. So if you want to find out about it, do go and look for that. It's an interesting film.
He's going to do very well indeed. He's a tremendous performer.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I was very excited about a lot of Asian stuff. We've just had the Manganiya Seduction repeating their show down in the Siam Tent with these extraordinary, the most ambitious theatrical setting I've ever seen at WOMAD or any other festival, with 36 musicians in red boxes piled high on the stage, four stories high, lights flashing, curtains opening every time they start playing, and it all slowly opens up like a sort of magic box. Until the end, they're all playing together, and it's like sort of the lights are flashing like some sort of Rajasthan disco. It's bizarre.
That's the best description I've had so far, though, because I've missed it both
it's
times.
Tremendous. It's really
and, and I've had heard people struggling to describe what was happening to me. That I'm beginning to believe I have an idea of what happened. But you've been coming to WOMAD for a long time.
I have. Yeah. Whenever I get a chance, I'm always here.
And what makes it different to the other world music festivals and events you go to? Well, what is it
about
this
place? There
weren't
any other world music festivals for a long time. This was the one, and they've pioneered all the way through different things. And in the process, they've made world music, quote-unquote, mainstream, with, you know, Amadou and Marianne, people like that, moving off to other festivals, and Glastonbury and the likes, taking up this music, and quite right too. But I think they've kept a cutting edge. And I think we showed it this year with some of the people who were on. There was a people I just happened to be walking past just now early this afternoon called Maruiki and Oki. Do you know about them? Have you heard about them?
They were in this very studio. One and a half of them were sitting where you're sitting right now.
Really?
It was a bit of a squeeze. We had them all in here doing a special.
I didn't know anything about them at all, and so quickly boned up on pre-Japanese Japan before what the early people were like. And it's extraordinary harmonies. A jazz musician was trying to tell me, explain they were in what the harmonies were and how they were.
But the way it was, it was sort of mesmeric and
absolutely
the way
hypnotic,
it passed them amongst each other.
Quite extraordinary musicians.
It worked in here as well. We loved it last night. Now look, I know you've chosen a highlight. For
yes,
us,
yes.
Robin, something that was this something you came to hear this year?
It's something I've always liked. Yeah. Is Justin Valley, the Valija player from Madagascar, who was playing just outside here, as you know, with Paddy Bush, who I thought did extraordinarily well as a sort of compere and guide, leading you through the whole history of Malagasy music and playing alongside Justin Valley. And I thought that was one of the quieter, most charming sets I've heard all weekend.
Well, we've dug it out for you, Robin. Thanks and very much for coming in. And this is a number... Well, you can tell me what it is.
It's Rako Dzwaf, which I'm sure I've pronounced wrongly, which is a tribute to one of the great musicians of Madagascar.
I'm not afraid.
Malagasy music from Justin Valley and Paddy Bush, recorded live on the Radio 3 stage and chosen as a highlight by The Guardian's world music correspondent, Robin Denslow. Thanks very much to Robin for calling by into our studio just a few minutes ago. He's rushed off to file his copy after driving home, so good luck with that, Robin. That's not all from us in our Truck Stop studio. Stay tuned right now for a return visit from the Cuban musicians that helped create one of world music's most enduring and best-selling stories, and definitely one of Lucy Duran's highlights, I know already. Well, she was there for the Buena Vista Social Club's performance earlier this evening on the main stage at WOMED. She interviewed singer Omara Portuondo and guitarist Eliades Ochoa, as you'll be hearing, alongside highlights from what was a wonderful WOMAD reunion. And it was the World Circuit label's founder and producer, Nick Gold, who helped bring the musicians together in Cuba some 16 years ago, I think. He's been bringing his various musicians to WOMAD for years. So I asked Nick, how did it all start for him?
One of the first performances that I saw that I was, you know, anything to do with and I had an interest in was a performance from Ali Fakature here. There seems to be something special about the WOMAD performances of artists. You know, it's I obviously have very strong memories of artists I've worked with here, but they do seem to save, or there just seem to be a sort of quite a climactic performance from, you know, I remember a lot of very important performances from them, from Umu Sangare, from Shek Low, from Orchestra Baobab in the big tent. It's very difficult to know why, but they seemed to, the WOMAD performances seem to be special.
What have been some of your highlights?
Well, there was one a few years ago when Tumani Diabate played at the... A lot of them have been Radio 3 stage, actually. There was one where Tumani was playing with a pared-down group, and it's, you know, there was a huge audience there, and it started to pour with rain. But no one moved. Everyone was just, you know, just locked in.
I remember it really well. You couldn't move.
There was a fantastic performance that Cache Ito did with Charlie for Radio 3. They were playing and playing and playing, and they'd locked into this groove, and it was sensational. And just the musicians were staring at each other, and Charlie was waving to get this track to stop, and they were just on and on and on. And in the end, he gave up, but it was just sensational.
And what about the first time Buena Vista Social Club came here?
To be honest with you, that's a very tricky one, because I can't remember when they played here. I'm stuck. You'd have to cut that bit.
Yeah, put it differently. We've got to remember that, you know, while a lot of us are very familiar with the story, and you must have told it hundreds of times, just give us the briefest of reminders of how Buena Vista Social Club actually came into being in the first place. How did it crystallise?
I was working with a band called Sierra Maestra from Cuba, and talking to their leader, Juan de Marcos González, about various projects. And one project we were talking about was getting together a band from the 40s and 50s and 60s, which, you know, the golden age of Cuban music. And I was talking to Juan de Marcos about which musicians I liked from then. And a lot of the musicians I was mentioning, he would say, well, they're alive. I know them. They're playing. So we decided to try and get a recording together to play a lot of this music and with a lot of the musicians from that era. And at the same time, I was talking to him about a project that I'd thought of doing with a couple of Malian musicians, Jelly Madi Tunkra, the guitarist from the Rail Band, and Basaku Kiate, the Ngoni player, bringing him together with music from the east of the island, from Santiago. So that was the second project that we went out to record. And I asked Raikuda if he'd be interested, and he'd worked with me with Ali Fakature before, and he immediately said yes. So we went out to record. We were doing the first album, which was the Afro-Cuban All-Stars with the big band, and during the recording of that, we heard that neither Baseku nor Jelly Madi could come because of passport problems. It seemed that there weren't visa problems, which people think. Anyway, they couldn't come, and we started working with the musicians that we'd pulled together for that from the Cuban side, and that became Buena Vista Social Club.
After all this time, any idea, can you put your finger yet on why it was such a huge international success? The sound, the album, the film, everything about it, without necessarily too much radio play to support it.
It just was this incredible phenomenon. It has to start with the sound of the record and the performance. You know, it's a hell of a record, I think. You know, it's the music is sensationally good. And the players that we got were, you know, you couldn't imagine getting a collective like that together in the studio. I mean, if you tried to work it out in advance, I can't imagine it would have happened. You know, there was a huge amount of luck involved. And then, they just made this incredibly beautiful music. And they were, you know, and it wasn't a revivalist thing because these musicians had created this music in the first place. And the microphones went up in the room. And I think when you listen to that record, you feel you're in the room. But, you know, that it's not enough to say it was a good record, so it was successful, because there's loads of good records that aren't successful. But it was, you know, it just started moving. People started to listen to it, and by word of mouth, it started to increase. And then a film came. It just grew and grew and grew. It wasn't sort of an overnight thing. It grew gradually.
To the puzzlement of some younger Cubans who were thinking, you know, what are these old guys doing with their old music, and why is this becoming so phenomenally successful? What's going on?
There was an element of that. There was an element of that. And there was, you know, we were asked, why aren't you recording this? Why aren't you recording this? And, you know, we're not the arbiters of taste, and I'm not the person who decides what gets popular. We're just working with what we wanted to work with.
The billing, you see Buena Vista Social Club at WOMAD, 30th anniversary WOMAD, and you can't help but remember that some of the great BVSCC names that can't be here, that are no longer with us. And does that touch everybody backstage before you go on?
Yeah, it does. You know, the group has worked with, you know, there is a incredible legacy in there. You know, Ibrahim Ferrer, Compay Segundo, Cachito Lopez. You know, these incredible musicians. Yeah, Miguel Angel Diaz, Puntillita, Pio Leyva. Sorry, it's sad, actually, really reeling off these names. But, you know, they give an incredible performance. And there was a huge passion and emotion in that band from where they're from. And they've all, you know, it's all of those musicians, a lot of them have worked together since the original record.
And that legacy is still alive in the band today, as everybody heard this evening. And we do still have some of the older people with us, not least Omara.
Yeah, Omara's incredible. She's just, extraordinary. And now, you know, and with the same band with Eliades as well.
It's still
fantastic.
A fantastic touch.
One quite nice thing was actually last year we managed to, at WOMAD, we had Afro-Cubism, which was the project
that was meant to happen, the prequel,
yeah. So that was quite it was a nice symmetry, that happening as well.
And what about the atmosphere tonight? Because, you know, walking past and seeing thousands of people in front of the stage just bewitched by this music yet again. I mean, what sort of effect does that have on the musicians? How did they react to the reception at WOMAD this year?
Yeah, no, they love it. They love it, and you can see they can feel it, and you watch the body language between them, and it's, you know, they're on a high as well, and they can feel that coming from the audience, and you can see it, and they give it back. It's a wonderful thing.
Estábamos a ver. Any doubt, one of the most important and the most successful world music bands, or orchestras in fact, is Buena Vista Social Club, a band that was created by accident in 1996 and then has since then sold millions of copies of albums. And here they are at WOMAD, and one of the most iconic voices of Buena Vista Social Club is the singer Omar Aportuondo, who did along with Ibrahim Ferrer, the great singer, they did Dos Gardenias, that wonderful song that we all remember. And she's sitting here with me. So it's a great pleasure to be talking to you, Omara. Es un gran placer hablar con usted.
For me too, for me. Thank you.
What was it like when you first recorded for Nick Gold back in those days when no one knew that Buena Vista Social Club was going to be a success? What was that experience like of recording? Could you imagine it would be so successful?
Sí, porque ya sabíamos, porque ese mismo programa, ese mismo grupo, con muchos más músicos.
She's saying that yes, they realized very soon that it was going to be a great success because already from their first tour in Europe, the media were enormously interested in them. Television all over Europe.
Pero exactamente. Inglaterra nunca la habíamos podido.
Because at first they were well known in the States, but then through Nick Gold and through his label World Circuit, they became known around the world. What was the experience like, Omara?
Bueno, una experiencia muy, muy linda, porque nosotros teníamos seguridad.
It was a wonderful experience, she says, because they realized that through this project, their music would reach the whole world. It would in fact become world music. And your wonderful song, Dos Gardenias, which now is famous around the world. Sí, tell me canción, about that song.
Esa canción, Dos Gardenias, es muy famosa en el mundo entero, además, porque la
Dos Gardenias, Two Carnations, is a song that's now in effect, it is famous around the world, and it's partly because of the wonderful and the very touching and delicious interpretation and voice of Ibrahim Ferrer, the late great singer. And you, Omara, you have your own special style. Tell us about your style.
Bueno, realmente yo vengo a incorporarme al proyecto este de las grabaciones.
She says at the time she was pursuing her own solo career, and then they invited her to take part in the recording, and then she sang this song, Dos Gardenias, and that was very important for the project because she added the feminine touch, which was otherwise lacking. So she was the female voice in Buena Vista Social Club. Many of the great performers of that band, of Buena Vista Social Club, are no longer with us. They've passed away. What is the band now? Has it changed a lot? Because it has a lot of new performers.
Sí, realmente hay muchos que físicamente no se encuentran con nosotros.
She says, yes, it's true that many of the original members of the orchestra are no longer, sadly, with us. But on the other hand, the younger generation that have been coming to replace them continue with that same line of music. And also there are many original members of the band still with them. For example, Aguaje Ramos, who's the director of the band.
Sí, es de Buena Vista desde el principio.
Who has been with Buena Vista since the very beginning.
Y otros músicos como Guajiro Mirabal, que también que es de los principios.
Another one is Guajiro Mirabal, who is...
Pero los jóvenes que se han incorporado ahora en este grupo Buena Vista, que está manteniendo...
She says they continue to do the same traditional music. They have the same style, because even though those original members have passed away, their spirit is still with them. And this new lineup continues to respect that original spirit.
Gracias.
Thank you, Omara.
Bueno, pues, thank you to you, to all of you. Thank you. Gracias.
Gracias. Thank you so much. Pone una carita que me siento desvalida, que me perturba la calma. La, la, la. Ay, ay, ay. Ah, ah, ah. Hey, no me llores, no me llores más. No me llores, no me llores. Quiero que me llores, que me digas, papacito de mi vida, tú eres mi alma. Sabes que ese disco está rayado, ya de oírlo tengo cara, todo es mentira. No me llores, no me llores más. Ay, no me llores, no me llores, no me llores.
la 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 la
Well, talking of some of the original members of the band, another one with an extremely iconic voice, and everybody knows the song that he did. The song was called Chan Chan. If you go to Cuba, you'll hear this song over and over again, all over Cuba. And this is the man who made it famous, Eliades Ochoa, one of the original members of Buena Vista Social Club, here at WOMAD.
Gracias, Lucy. Muchísimas gracias.
Eliades, I know that you were part of the original band, but you don't always tour with them, do you?
No, yo tengo mi agrupación a la cual pertenezco desde el año 78, 1978. Entonces, pues, yo...
Well, I'm translating this for Eliades Ochoa, but it actually is about me. And he says that... In the house of a friend of his, whose name is Lucy, Buena Vista Social Club actually started, the project began.
Quería oír de nuevo aquel carretero, aquel chanchan, aquel cuarto de tula, aquel candela me quemo.
He was really longing to hear some of those songs, the original songs that came out on the first album of Buena Vista Social Club, like El Cuarto de Tula, like Chan Chan, and the other ones that he mentioned. When they invited him to take part in this tour, he didn't think twice, he just said yes, he wanted to be a part of it.
Y volver a encontrarme con... trabajar juntos porque nos vemos.
And he always sees some of the older members of the band, like Omar Aportuondo, like Aguaje, the director of the band, and others. But they see each other socially in Cuba, but they haven't worked together for a long time, so he was really missing that.
Siempre tuvimos confianza y seguridad en lo que estábamos haciendo porque sabemos que la música que nosotros hacemos...
Although they had no idea what Buena Vista Social Club would become, nevertheless, they approached their music with great confidence, knowing that they were very serious musicians who had studied deeply, but also were very connected with the roots of this music, which is music that's loved around the world.
Y la verdad que creo que que he vivido momentos muy lindos, muy bonitos.
He's very happy because the joy and the spirit of the original Buena Vista Social Club is still absolutely there, and also the seriousness with which they approach their craft, even though so many of the original members of the band are no longer with us.
Ellos dejaron ese libro abierto donde nosotros seguimos estudiando, y personas como ellos.
And the other says that those musicians that have passed away left the book open, and that the memory of them, of the memory of Ibrahim Ferrer, of Rubén González, of Pío Leyva, Compay Segundo, the composer of the song Chan Chan, they live on in the hearts and memories of so many people around the world.
Thank you.
Chan Chan. It had to be, didn't it? The all-time classic from the first Buena Vista Social Club album, Compay Segundo's song. Still their calling card, as we heard at WOMAD this afternoon. More from that performance in just a few minutes. Lucy Duran was there, as you heard, doing the interviews for us and the simultaneous translations. Now she's here in the studio with fellow presenters Lopa Katari, Marianne Kennedy. They don't normally let us all in the same place at once, do they?
It's
I wonder
dangerous.
What they're afraid of. But Lucy, Amara Portuondo and Papi Oviedo on stage together this afternoon, this evening. That
oh,
must have been a
God,
fabulous
it was
moment.
Absolutely wonderful. I mean, they're both in their 70s and they danced so beautifully, you cannot imagine, with such elegance and grace. And the crowd was just going wild, really wild. I mean, the reaction of the crowd was as impressive as the music, I have to say. I mean, clearly this music means so much to so many people. I was very moved by that.
And you weren't alone. They were really packed in there, weren't they? And I'm a load of people are going to take that back as an absolute highlight. It touched loads of people. But what about the highlights for you, Lopit? There have been many things you've introduced, not just on the Radio 3 stage, other things you've seen around. What's really got to you? What were the surprises?
Well, of course, apart from the glorious Jimmy Cliff in his radiant red and gold and Hugh Masekela, who I just think just gets better and better and better. I loved the LAF family today, you know, on the Siam stage with bass lines that I think even Jar Wobble would have been proud of. And Kimmo Pohjanen, who I'd like to call the kind of punk sansei, you know, with his own version of Zen metal. Brilliant. Absolutely.
It doesn't
brilliant.
Matter how you see him, does it? We had him solo this weekend with his amazing electronics and wonderful mixing as well in the Siam Tent. We had a full surround sound experience. And also with the Ukrainian singers that he was doing
Daka
his latest
Braka.
Project with. Yeah, that was wonderful. And what about you, Marianne? Because, there was more than just a slight Celtic fringe this weekend.
Well, there was, yes. But I will say that actually experiencing the whole big stage just glory of the Manganyar seduction and just watching the Rajasthani musicians sitting in such a simple but utterly theatrical setting in their little box. It was like watching Celebrity Squares but classily.
Better music.
That was glorious. But also, you know, watching Royston Abel just dancing, conducting, consuming, communicating that whole experience. But yes, I'm going to be, as ever, completely unashamed. Loved meeting old friends, Shanti Koram, as ever, in fantastic form, and bringing that sort of very earthy Quebecois twist to the immigrant experience. And I have to say, Brebach, from my own home turf, one of the girls is actually just from across the loch from me. I've known for a long time that these are a band really on the rise, but last night on the Radio 3 stage, they gave as good a performance as I've ever heard from them.
And if people think Marianne's being partisan,
good.
It's not just about nationality and origins, it's not just about having them on the Radio 3 stage. They were absolutely brilliant.
The bagpipe was wonderful.
The double bagpipe. That was it.
But Andrew, what about your favourite moments?
Oh my word, I don't know. Well, we've mentioned some of them already. You have to check Femi Kuti. And it was great. It was great getting an interview with him and comparing birthdays. That was a funny one. You didn't hear that on air. Khaled as well. Robert Plant tonight. I meant it. I have all of Led Zeppelin's albums on my phone, and I couldn't get him to sign it for me. Never mind. And here, Abdullah Umbadugu as well. And once he got going, that was a fantastic sound last night, wasn't it?
That was fun. How about Nazaket Teymurova? She was from Azerbaijan here on the Radio 3 stage. That was on Friday afternoon. What a voice.
Just exactly the words going through my head. It just carried right across the festival site. You don't need the bass or anything. You just need that pair of lungs.
And, well, gorgeous. And Frank Yama, of course.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean, the heartbreak and the heartache that's in his voice. That's just...
Yes. I mean,
just
what a
amazing.
Powerful and interesting voice in the way he just hammers at that guitar. And then when one of those songs, he was retuning the bass string the whole time as he was playing.
It's fantastic. We're all going to take amazing memories back, as we always do, don't we? That was 30 years of WOMAD. It felt good, didn't it? And nowhere better than on stage this evening with Cuba's Buena Vista Social Club. Thank you.
corredera. En el barrio La Cachimba se ha formado la corredera. Allá fueron los bomberos con sus campanas y sus sirenas. Allá fueron los bomberos con sus campanas y sus sirenas. Ay, mamá, ¿qué pasó?
Especial, algo especial.
Lo toca cualquiera, esa guitarrita, la toca mi abuela. La toco yo también, eso es facilito, Barbarito.
¿Qué tú quieres, Barbarito?
Que la toques. Hay que ingresarlo.
Ah!
The classic sound of the Buena Vista Social Club from Cuba, WOMAD Live 2012, was introduced from Charlton Park in Wiltshire by Andrew McGregor, with Lopokatari, Marianne Kennedy and Lucy Duran. The producers were James Parkin and Roger Short. And just to say, there'll be more recorded highlights from WOMAD this coming Friday night in World on 3 and in a week's time on Sunday evening in World Roots. Full information about Radio 3's WOMAD coverage is on the Radio 3 website. Well, looking ahead to tomorrow. Tomorrow lunchtime brings another of our chamber proms live from Cadogan Hall. Tomorrow, the ensemble La Peggiata with a celebration of the Tarantella, a Mediterranean dance born out of the myth that a venomous tarantula spider bite could only be cured by music and dancing. La Peggiata tomorrow with a sequence of Baroque traditional and improvised music on the theme of the Tarantella. And that's tomorrow lunchtime at 1 o'clock. BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. The time is now 12:30. Welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. The Baroque for this first hour and a half or so tonight. A concert from Sofia in 2010 with the European Union Baroque Orchestra, conducted by Petra Mulians. On their programme, concertos by Vivaldi and Corelli, that's the second half. And this first half is a mainly Austro-German affair among the composers Muffat, the rarely heard Rupert Meyer. And first here, Johann Joseph Fuchs, appointed Master of the Imperial Chapel in Vienna in 1715, the glittering end of a period of courtly magnificence in Vienna. And that's where he wrote this D minor orchestral suite, mixing movements dedicated to the nightingale, quail and cuckoo with courtly dances.